If you'll turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll be instructed tonight in three areas on how we can pray together for missionaries. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul, in verse 1, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. He's talking to them, and he says here in verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, "We would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." And when you read Paul's testimony in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he never had it easy in any town he visited. Every time he went somewhere, they're either stoning him, whipping him, beating him, running him out of town, throw him in jail. This had to be bad for him to say, "We despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us." So who got him out of the trouble? God. But look in verse 11, "Ye also..." So not God alone, but ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us, by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Notice, God did it, but ye also helping together by prayer for us. God had to deliver Paul and Timothy out of the trouble that they faced in Asia. If it hadn't been for God, they would have died there. And that's why Paul said it was so bad we despaired even of life. But Paul gave credit for their deliverance not only to the Lord, but also to the Corinthians for, as verse 11 says, helping together by prayer for us. So tonight we're gonna talk about praying together for missionaries, which is what we do. We get these cards, we pass them out, spend some time in prayer here. And there are three things to consider when you consider what we do on Wednesday nights and throughout the week for others of you that remember the requests that you either saw on the cards or some of the things you know from the letters that you read. And the first thing is right there in verse 11, helping together by prayer. That's what we do. We give to missions, and we give a lot to missions, and that's a good thing. It really is. But that's not all. I would say $5 with prayer is better than $50 without prayer. God's doing something with the prayer that you pray. So when we pray for missionaries together, we help them get through all kinds of situations. Here we're listening from Brother Anderson. Every turn is an obstacle right now. I'm still reminded of the Wells, Chad and Kirsten Wells, when they had that horrible wreck and just, you know, really thought it could have killed them. And today, everything's all right. Or Dio in Thailand, that's with Brother Shimish, for whom we prayed, literally the wreck was so bad it should have killed him right there. And today, he's fully recovered. All the hospital bills were paid. Life is normal. And you know, you realize God did something there, but you also realize there are a lot of people that have been praying. Christine said, "God upheld us by your prayers. We met the need by your generosity, but God upheld us by that." You know what? That's not idle talk. Those missionaries that write about God intervening in their lives in answer to prayer know that because people are praying here, they are being helped there. Now, the neat thing about it is, you're praying over a card here, and if you just read down and repeat what's here and call that the end of your prayer, you haven't really given enough time for the Holy Spirit, perhaps, to touch your heart about something concerning that missionary family you're praying for that they need, you don't know about, but the Spirit of God does. Look in Romans chapter 8. You know the passage, but I want to bring it to your attention, and then we're going to go to Philippians and see a case where Paul mentions this to the Philippians. Okay, Romans chapter 8, look at verse 26. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You know, it's possible that you pray for somebody here, and God reminds you of that missionary while you're driving to work or sitting at home or lying in bed or whatever, to pray for them again. And you can't remember what you read on the card here, but you remember the missionary and you start praying, and you're just praying more than God bless them, and you know that God's impressed your heart to pray for them, and you're not really sure what to pray. But may I tell you something? The Spirit knows. And prays with groanings which cannot be uttered, so you don't know what words, you know, what specific things the Scripture, the Spirit is saying. But in verse 27, he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. Look at this, according to the will of God. So you've been touched by something you remember here to pray for one of the missionaries there at some odd time. And you know what you've done? You've helped them, even though you don't know specifically what it was and how it was that the Holy Spirit used your prayer. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 1, and just notice Paul makes mention of the Spirit's involvement in a prayer that the Philippians were praying in verse 19, Philippians 1:19. Paul, preaching about his imprisonment in Rome, says in Philippians 1:19, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer." So you're praying for me, Paul said, and I know God's going to hear your prayer, and this will turn to my salvation through your prayer. And look at it, the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So God gets involved in it through the Spirit while you're praying, and God answers the prayer to the benefit of the missionary for whom you're praying. So you know what you're doing? You're helping together by prayer. There's a sense, according to Galatians 6:2, that you are bearing their burden. Bear ye one another's burdens. And you're not on the field to be able to do that. You can't be in Papua New Guinea to help them do construction on the house they're building in Wewak. But you're helping together with them by prayer here. The Spirit gets involved in it. God intervenes on their behalf. And they can truly testify God answered your prayer. It's help. All right, so that's the first thing, helping together by prayer. It's essential. But notice in Romans chapter 15, the second thing. Notice in Romans 15, the second thing. So the first thing is simply helping. Helping together by prayer. You will never go wrong praying for a missionary, praying for their family, praying for their comfort, praying for their protection, praying for their health, praying that God will give them the message they need to preach, God will give them help, raise up laborers. Whatever you pray, you're helping them. Romans chapter 15, it just dawned on me too, by reading all these excerpts from prayer letters up here on Wednesday nights, you get a feel for the variety of things that go on these fields. And it helps you to understand a little bit more how to pray. Romans 15, look at verse 30. Paul says to the Romans, Romans 15:30, "Now I beseech you." What does that mean, to beseech? That is, to beseech is an urgent, earnest request. It's not a command. It's not a suggestion. "I need your help, guys." Earnest, urgent request. And he says here, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit." There's that Spirit again. "That ye," here it is, "strive," Romans 15:30, "strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." And then he makes a very specific request. There are four things in the next two verses that he wants them to pray for. Number one, "that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea." Number two, "that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints." Number three, in verse 32, "that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God." And four, "may with you be refreshed." He said, that's what I want you to pray for. And he said, "I want you to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." And the Spirit is mentioned in that same verse. He's involved in this. To strive is to devote serious effort to something. To strive is to devote serious effort to something. All right, here you are, you're married, some of you, and your spouse gets sick with an emergency trip to the hospital. You know what it is to strive. Or your child. You know what it is to strive. You are dead serious at that moment in your prayer. Or maybe it's something that means a lot to you and you're praying for it. The outcome, the purchase, the job, whatever it may be. You know what it is to strive. Paul said, I want you, when you're praying, to devote as much seriousness to my request as you would to something that is special to you. Strive together by prayer. You get really serious when you pray like that. And it's hard to do. I remember a preacher one time, a lot of kids, and had a son who took a detour from the Lord and didn't leave the city where the preacher was pastoring. And he said, so I would bump into him from time to time, the sin that his son got involved in was, as he said, under my nose. And so he was constantly reminded about it, and so he was also constantly burdened in prayer about it. Then eventually the son took off and moved to another state a long way away. And he said, you know, it was easier when it wasn't right under my nose. Easier when he was in another place. Many of us are nodding. We've experienced that very thing. Well, when a missionary is over on the other side of the world somewhere, it's hard to get very excited about the prayer request or to get too serious about it because it's not right under your nose. But that thing we just read about, I won't repeat the country where there's a bureau involved. You got to know those guys are dead serious. And he's requesting us to get really serious about that. There are people's lives and ministries on the line there. Strive together with me in prayer. All right, and then look at Ephesians chapter 6, and I'll give you the third one. Ephesians chapter 6. So we help together by prayer, and that's just that continual effort of putting their names up before the Lord and talking to them about the things that are going on. And then that striving together by prayer is when you got to really redouble the effort because it's dead serious. And then this thing. And Paul, of course, was right to tell the Romans, you got to be praying about this, because he knew going down there to Jerusalem was going to be risky. Ephesians chapter 6, look at verses 18 through 20. In discussing the whole armor of God, Paul is dealing with what we call the seventh piece, and that's prayer. And he says here, praying always with all prayer and supplications, there's the Spirit again, in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now you might remember during the missions conference that Pastor King preached this text. And when he did, he said there are three things that you want to be praying for. An open door, boldness to speak when the door opens, and then the ability to say what you need to say boldly once you have that opportunity to speak as you ought to speak. And that was very simple. That's a very good request. Paul said, I want you to pray that for me. And how did he want you to pray? He says in verse 18, watching thereunto with all perseverance. So helping together by prayer, missionaries need that. Striving together by prayer, missionaries need that. And then this, persevering together by prayer. Persevering together by prayer. What does that mean? Perseverance is continued effort to achieve something despite difficulties, failures, and opposition. You know, if you hit a failure, it's like, oh, well, that we tried that didn't work. He said, that's not the reason to stop praying. Or you reach opposition like, well, we're trying to get into this, but we're meeting with a lot of opposition. That's not the time to stop. Or this is a very difficult thing that we're trying to go through. You just heard about that in Papua New Guinea. That's not the time. That, you know what it is? Time to persevere in prayer that we can get through these obstacles, this opposition, this failure, this difficulty, and come out on the other side accomplishing what God sent us to do. And to persevere in prayer means you keep praying until you know God has answered, either because he's touched your spirit and I got this, or you get a reply, God broke through here and this deal is working. And that's, you know what that is? That's that daily petitioning on their behalf. So we're very fortunate to be able to rely upon Kim to get all those prayer requests off all those letters out there and be able to take these requests before the Lord. And there's a great deal of satisfaction for us knowing that every prayer request that came in on a letter from missionaries who we support is being presented to the Lord every Wednesday night. But some of these are going to take more than that. So if you're praying on one of these cards and you see something, you get one of these like what we heard from Brother Mills, then you say, I need to take a picture of that card. You don't need somebody to print it. You know, you can make a screenshot and take a picture of that or whatever. I'm going to take a picture of that card. This one's going to require some serious prayer. We need to strive and we need to persevere till God takes care of this problem and solves it. When you pray like that, you get a great deal, a sense of satisfaction that, as Paul said, God delivered us from death, ye also helping together with us. In other words, if it hadn't been for your prayers, the outcome may have been very different. We have to understand that's how important our prayers are. We're not just doing this as an exercise. We're really talking to God. And God is really big. And God can really do something. And God likes it when his people know that about him. He's more inclined to say, you know what, I'm going to take care of that right there. It's a beautiful thing. So remember then, it's very simple. There's three things. We help together by prayer. We strive together by prayer. We persevere together by prayer. And that's how we can help our missionaries. Father, thank you tonight for some very clear instruction from the Scripture. It's beautiful to me how you lay out these topics so clearly in the Scripture and then help us to become, you know, very aware of how we can be used in prayer with your Holy Spirit to help these guys and their families that are on the field. We ask you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to be very faithful to carry on in the thing we've been instructed to do tonight. For Jesus' sake, amen. Amen.